The Quest of the Warrior Sheep by Christine and Christopher Russell. Read by Joan Walker. Chapter 1. The Barton. All the sheep were chewing cud when it happened. Actually, that's not quite true, because Oxo, the enormous Oxford ram, had finished chewing and was butting a fence post that had given him a funny look. Lynx, the Lincoln long wool with floppy curls, was composing a rap. JC, the pretty little Jacob, was painting her hooves with mud and sheep dip. And Wills, the orphaned Welsh Balwyn lamb, was wishing he was at football practice. In fact, of the 5 rare breed sheep in Ida White's field in Eppingham, only Sal, the Southdown with a wide bottom and thin legs, was really chewing cud. She was sitting digesting yesterday's grass, passing it from one stomach to the next, and thinking about the olden days. Sal was proud to be a sheep, a member of the great and ancient family Ovis. She worried sometimes that the younger generation, even the 4 other rare breeds with whom she shared her paddock, no longer cared about their glorious heritage. That had been her thought, as she'd stood up to sing verse 167 of her favourite poem, Songs of the Fleece. Then, quite suddenly, the lights went out. Of course, fields don't have lights as such, but that's what it seemed like. Sal felt a sudden sharp bang on the head, and her legs buckled under her. Next, she saw flashing lights and bursting stars. Now, as she opened her eyes, she saw a little shadow. Had there been a different shadow, a bigger, blacker shadow, before the bang on the head? She wasn't sure. The small shadow was caused by Wills. Wills was short and skinny, so he didn't block out much sunlight.